ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
देशकालार्थयुक्तानि ऋष्टापोपशमानि च करन्ति स्मरतश्चित्तम् attracted to those instructions imparted to me by the personality of Godhead, Govinda, because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space.
Desha kalartha yuktani hityapo pushamani cha haranti smaratas chityam govindao Abhihitani me. So, this word, hittapo upasamani, hit means heart, and tapo means miseries or burning heat. Tapo means burning heat. If there is fire and there is heat, sometimes it is intolerable. So, hittapa means the burning fire blazing within the heart. So, that is always, anyone who is in this material world, he has got this disease, burning fire within the heart. Anyone. That means severe anxiety. Everyone. Even a small bird, he is also full of anxiety. You give him some grains, it will come, it will eat, at the same time it will look this way, that way, this way. But full of anxiety. Although there is food, he is eating, still there is anxiety. Somebody may come, kill me. So everyone is full of anxiety. That is the material nature. Nobody can say, I have no anxiety. That is not possible. If he says like that, he is a liar. That is not possible. Anyone here who can say that he or she has no anxiety? Of course, when you take to Krishna consciousness, there is no anxiety. That is the distinction. Anxiety there is, but to relieve this anxiety, one has to take to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, no. You cannot get relief. So, you may say that sometimes we have got anxiety. Sometimes we are very nice. So even accepting that, Arjuna says, desha kala artha yuktani. Desha kala, the time and space within this material world, and artha means purpose. Everything, any time, Krishna does not say, Arjuna does not say that sometime, at any time, if we are materially attached, then this hittapa must be, hittapa means burning fire, blazing fire within the heart, it will continue. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Yes. Vishaya Vishanale Divanisi Hiya Jole. This means anyone who is engaged in this material affairs, Vishaya. Vishaya means material necessities. Everyone has got material necessities. Ahara nidra bhaya maithon. How to eat, how to sleep, where to sleep, where to get apartment, where to secure money, to get food, and how to secure sex pleasure, where it is available, man or woman, and how to defend. I have got so much bank balance, it may not be taken away. I've got this property. In this way, everyone is suffering. That's a fact. That Purnartham Das Thakur says, Vishaya Vishanale Divanishi Hiya Jale. The heart is burning, the same word. It is in simple Bengali, and this is in Sanskrit. Vishaya Vishanale Divanishi Hiya Jale. Toribare Nakoinu Upa. So if a man simply goes on suffering like this, then he is not a human being. Human being means if there is suffering, he must try to alleviate it, to mitigate the suffering. That is human being. That is, nature gives us this human form of body, intelligence, that if there is danger, if there is anxiety, he tries to get out of it. The animals also do, but they cannot do very nicely. Just like animals are slaughtered. So they know when they are put into one, what is called pound, and they know that they will be slaughtered, but they have no means to get out of it. So the human being can do that. If I foresee there is some danger, I can make some way to get out of it. That is human intelligence. That Narottam Das Thakur says, although I had the intelligence to get out of these material anxieties, the blazing fire within the heart, but I did not take it. And what is that? Hari nama prema dhana. Golokero prema dhana. Hari nama sankirtana rotina janmila kena ta. This is the remedy. Golokera premadhana, this Hari nama sankirtana, chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, this sound vibration, it is not material. Suppose if I would have advised my disciples that you chant Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John, this movement would not have spread. How long one can chant this Mr. John, Mr. John? Therefore, it is the proof that all over the world, we have got about 100 centers, everywhere, 100, 200, 300 disciples are there, they're chanting, dancing with Hare Krishna mantra. Why? Because it is not material sound vibration. This is the proof. Don't think that Hare Krishna and chanting the name of Mr. John is the same. No. This is the proof. You can go on chanting 24 hours, still you will not feel tired. This is the Goloka. This is the proof that this Harinama Sankirtana Golokera Premodana. It is the property for loving. It is the thing which will lead you how to love God, Premodana. You will gradually develop your propensity to love Krishna. Chaitadatpanamahajana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Paranga Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the chanting of Hare Krishna Mantra. Why? Na Bhava Mahadavagni Nidbhapanam. In this material life, there is a fire, always. Bhavu Mahadavagni. Davagni means the forest fire, the fire in the forest. Nobody goes to set fire in the forest. Nobody has got any business to do that. But still, there is fire, it takes place. Everyone knows. Automatically, by the collision of dry branches of bamboo and other, there is electricity and dry leaves that set fire in this way, a big fire. Similarly, in this material world, nobody wants that there may be fire and we all burn. No, nobody wants. But it happens. There is another Bengali song like that. Sukhera lagiya e ghare madhinu agune puriya gal. I constructed this house to live very happily. Unfortunately, there was set fire. Fire was set and everything finished. And this is material. We should always know. Arjuna says that when I remember the teachings of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, then it relieves me. Then it relieves me. Hittapo upasamani. Hittapo, that blazing fire within the heart, immediately becomes relieved. So that is also a fact. Bhagavad Gita, whenever you are perplexed, you read Bhagavad Gita, you will immediately get relief. That's a fact. Gandhi also said that. Gandhi was a politician, although he could not understand Bhagavad Gita, neither he could understand Krishna. Still, he said that when I read, I get great relief. He was always very busy. So many political problems always coming. So there was no spiritual understanding of these politicians. Sometimes they take the spiritual shelter, so-called, for getting some benefit out of it so that his political movement may be increased or enhanced. So we do not wish to discuss. But Bhagavad Gita, even if you read without any actual knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, still you will feel relief. Still you will feel relief. Just like if you go to the fire, you will feel some warmth. That's a fact. Even if you do not know how to enjoy fire, still, because you are near the fire, you will get some warmth. The Bhagavad Gita is like that. Even if you do not understand, by simply hearing the words of Krishna, simply we chant this, Manmanabhava Madhvakta Madhyaji Mahanamaskuru. And gradually you do that. Satang prasangad mama bija sangvida bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha tajyo sanat asu apavarkavatmani saddha bhakti rati ranukramishyat. If we discuss Bhagavad Gita amongst the societies of the devotees, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, madhvakteshu abhidhasati. Bhagavad Gita should be discussed among the devotees. Sometimes we discuss Bhagavad Gita amongst the non-devotees, that is due to higher order. Higher order, Guru Maharaj asked that you go and speak. So we are doing that. Actually, Bhagavad Gita is to be discussed amongst the devotees. So our hard task is that first of all we have to make one devotee and then let him understand Bhagavad Gita. A double task. Because nobody wants to become devotee. So we are canvassing door to door, country to country, village to village. Sir, please come in our temple. We shall give you nice prasadam. You simply chant Hare Krishna and hear something about Krishna. Still people will not come. Still they will not come. We'll have to canvass, we have to do so many things. That is the influence of Maya. Maya is so strong that unless one is very much determined, Maya will be very strong for him. So still, if we understand that this life is meant for understanding Krishna or to advance in Krishna consciousness, if this much we understand, then also our life is successful. But you do not take it seriously. You do not take it seriously. That is the difficulty. Actually, as Narottamdas Thakur says, that Bishaya Bishanale Divanishi Hiya Jale Tori Bare Nakoinu Upaya. My heart is always burning on account of this material condition of life, and I did not make any means to get out of this entanglement. Everyone should be intelligent. Intelligent person will admit that his heart is always burning. That's a fact. Now, if we want to get out of it, then, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises, all the acharyas advises, and here Arjuna also, Arjuna directly listened to Krishna, and he says, this is my practical experience, that when he was a politician, a fighter, he had so many anxieties. So he used to remember the instruction given by Krishna directly to him. So that instruction, and when we read Bhagavad Gita, that instruction, these two instructions, they are not different. Don't think that Krishna was present before Arjuna, but in my presence there is no Krishna. I have got this book. But you should know that the book and the instruction there in the Bhagavad Gita and Krishna, they are absolute one. There is no difference. We can take advantage of Krishna's presence by reading Bhagavad Gita. I have narrated several times the story of a Brahman in South India. he was illiterate and he was reading Bhagavad Gita. So his friends, village friends, they knew that this man is illiterate. How he can read Bhagavad Gita? So they were criticizing. Hello, Brahman, how you are reading Bhagavad Gita? So he did not say anything because he knew that these friends are criticizing me because I am illiterate, he knows. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attracted. He was illiterate and he was reading Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attracted. Just see. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, my dear Brahmana, what you are reading? So he also could understand that here is a person who has not come to criticize me. He is serious. Yes, sir, I am reading Bhagavad Gita, but I am illiterate. I am illiterate. Then what you are reading? No, I am simply turning the pages. I cannot read anything. Then why you are reading if you cannot? No, my Guru Maharaj ordered me. My Guru Maharaj asked me that you shall read Bhagavad Gita daily, 18 chapters. Guru Maharaj knew him that he is illiterate, but he still ordered. This is called Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittete Koriya Oikya. Arana Koriya Maniya. This is called firm faith in Guru. Guru ordered him that you read. Guru must know him that he is illiterate. So what he will read? Why Guru is ordering him? But because he had firm faith in Guru and he was trying to read, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to see him. Just see how this line is important. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittete Koriya Arana Koriya Maniya. Ar means anything more. You don't try to understand. Whatever your Guru says, you just try to carry it out. So what is the next line? Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittete. Sri Guru Charane Rati Sei Sei Uttamami. Don't try to make very good advance by manufacturing your own way. Simply, Sri Guru Charane Rati Sei Sei Uttamami. That is first class. That is Vedic instruction. Vedic Gaya Jahara Chari. The Vedas say, Jasya Devi Parabhakti Jatha Devi Tatha Guru Tasyaite Katita Jartya Prakashanti Mahatma. To understand Vedic literature means one must have firm faith in Krishna and firm faith in Guru. Not that my Guru is not so learned, so let me capture Krishna directly. That is useless. That is useless. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. One can get the seed of the plant or Kripa or Bhakti. How? Guru Krishna Kripa. By the mercy of Guru and by the mercy of Krishna. Not that Krishna Kripa. First Guru Kripa, then Krishna Kripa. So this Brahmana attracted the attention of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was illiterate and he could not read even one word. What is the truth in it? The same thing. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittete Koriya. He took Guru's order very seriously, that my Guru Maharaj has ordered me, and I must carry out. Never mind, I cannot read. Let me open the pages and see. That's all. So he was doing that. The others criticized him that this man is illiterate, what he is reading. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not criticize. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, what you are reading, my dear Brahmana? See, he explained that this gentleman has not come to criticize. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that is a perfect Noara Bhagavad Gita. Still he inquired, if you are not reading, then how you are crying? I see there are tears in your eyes. What is this meaning? Then he admitted, yes, and that is. Now what? Why you are crying? No, as soon as I take this Bhagavad Gita in my hand, a picture comes before me. There, Arjuna is sitting on the chariot, ordering Krishna, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is carrying out his order and driving the chariot. So that makes me amazed, therefore I am crying. Yeah, how Krishna is merciful that he accepted a menial service for his devotee. He is so kind. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced him. Yes, Brahman, your reading of Bhagavad Gita is perfect. So it doesn't matter whether one is illiterate or not. Everyone has got these ears. So we should hear from the realized person, Guru Vaishnava, not professional. No, that will not help us. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tadgyanam jnanina tattadarshina. Tattva-darshana. Tattva-darshana means one has seen the truth. Not superficially, no. One who has understood that this is the truth. So go there and submit there. Panipatena. Pakrishya-rupena nipatena. Fully surrender there. And then question. Then try to inquire if you cannot understand. First of all, first business is pranipata. Sir, I surrender to you. Shishasti ham sadhimang prapanna. Arjuna also did so. My dear Krishna, we are talking like friends. This will not solve the problem. Therefore, I am submitting unto you as your disciple. Shishasti ham sadhimang prapanna. I surrender unto you. Now, you can teach me. Because as soon as you accept Guru, you have to hear him. Surrender, full surrender. You cannot unnecessarily argue. Of course, if there is any doubt, you can question submissively. But not that I shall test my Guru, how he is learned. That will not help. One must surrender. So tadviddhi panipatena pariprasnena sivaya. Arjuna did that. Therefore, Arjuna learned this Bhagavad Gita, and it was always a relief for him when he was perplexed. Haranti smaratas chittam. Haranti. What is that haranti? Rittapa. Rittapa, the blazing fire within the heart, within the core of the heart, immediately becomes minimized. Haranti. Smarata chittam. As soon as I remember, my consciousness, my heart, core of heart, becomes immediately relieved. How it is relieved? Why it is relieved? Govinda abhihitani me. Govinda in his title. Govinda means Krishna. Govinda means Krishna. Govinda Madhi Purisham Tamaham Bhaya. Govinda. Ishara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi. Govinda. Sarvakarana Karna. Govinda is Sarvakarana Karna. So that Govinda is in his tactic to Arjuna. Personally, how fortunate is Arjuna. But Krishna is so kind that if you actually serious to understand, so just like this Brahmana took instruction from his spiritual master and began to read Bhagavad Gita. And he realized what is Krishna, what is Govinda. Similarly, if we take seriously the instruction of our spiritual master and try to read Bhagavad Gita according to his instruction, then gradually we shall realize Krishna. And if you simply realize Krishna, what is Krishna? That is not difficult. Krishna is personally speaking about himself. You haven't got to speculate like nonsense. Just like Gandhi speculated. I do not believe that ever any person like Krishna lived. Do you know that? This is Gandhi's statement and his Mahatma. The Mahatma's definition is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahatma rastumang pratha devi prakriti masrika bhajanti ananna manasu. That is Mahatma. Not to take advantage of Bhagavad Gita. Of course, there are. So we do not want to criticize anyone, but sometimes it so happens. Big scholars, big politicians, they misguide people. That is the position of India. So many big leaders and politicians and so-called samis and yogis, they have exploited people by bluffing, and now India's position is, it is neither spiritual nor material. That's all. Juno Kaipa. Just like it is, the example is, if there are two boats and if you place your leg, this boat and that boat, the position is very precarious. Neither in this boat nor in that boat, fully. So, our position is, we are learning technology and the Western countries, their advance in technology always 100 years more. Some years ago, there was a big exhibition in Delhi. The show was that India has manufactured cycle and swing machine. That is the crowd. There is cycle, I think 200 years ago, was manufactured in the Western country, and so also swing machine. So India was very much proud that now we have got cycle. When they are manufacturing big 747 aeroplane, we are manufacturing cycle. Yes. Medicine also, and technology, that is also technology. They are advanced, they are meant for this. They have got brain. They can advance in material civilization because fully. So we cannot compete. We cannot compete. Although it is, this technology is the business of the Shudras. Technology is not the occupation for the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas or Vaishyas. No. In our country still, there are blacksmith, weaver, oil crusher, still there in the village. but they are Shudras. So this technology means a craftsmanship. That is not knowledge. That is not knowledge. It's like I do not know how this microphone is working. If it is wrong, some man who knows the art, he repairs it immediately. That does not mean he has not knowledge. That particular department he has got knowledge. That's all. Knowledge means the one who knows God. That is knowledge. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanaman mana prabhadvate. This is knowledge. So the Western country, they have taken advancement of knowledge means manufacturing a big motor car. That is also good. But simply for manufacturing motor car, simply for driving motor car, if we forget our real business, God realization, then it is ruinous. Murha. Murha. Then we become murha. This life, human life, it is not cats and dogs' life. It is human life. Athāta brahma jiggāsa. One can realize the absolute truth if he is inquisitive. Brahma jiggāsa. Just like you are advancing by inquiring. Jiggāsa. Jiggāsu se uttamam. Jiggāsa. This is human life. Tasmād guruṁ prapadyeta. Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. Uttam means which is not material, which is beyond material. Uttamam. Udgata Tama Jasmat. Tama means darkness. Here they are so-called scholars, big professors, scientists, but they are in the darkness. Tama. Tama means darkness. They do not know what they are. Ask any scientist, any philosopher, what you are, he'll say, I'm this body, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm white, I'm black, I'm this, I'm that, I'm Christian, I'm Hindu, these. But all these designation is outward, external. Yoha bhajya, aage kaho. But everyone is going on, big man, identifying himself with this body. They are all fools. Tama in darkness. Dasyatu buddhi kunapeti dhatu ke sadhik kalatradishu bhavamayjadhi jatitha buddhi salile nakarhichi janesu avigneshu saeva gokhar. So according to Vedic civilization, any person, he may be very big man, but if he does not know beyond his body, then he is no better than anyone. This is basic. So we should not remain animals. This human life, as Arjuna says, there are so many problems. In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was taught by Krishna, Yudhasa, fight. He never said, sit down, my dear Arjuna, you are my friend. You sit down and sleep on this chariot and I'll do everything. I'm God. This is going on. God will do everything for me and I will sleep. That's all. This is going on. If God does not do anything for me, then I don't want God. He must be my water supply. This is going on. This is going on in the name of religion. God, give us our daily bread. If you don't supply, I don't want it. That's all. Everyone. So something is better than nothing. If one goes to God for asking bread, at least he's better than the rascals who at all do not go to God. Atheist class. They are admitted. Chaturpita bhajante maam sukritina arjuna artho arthati jigyasu gyani cha bharata. So we should take this instruction or joke. Govinda abhihitani me. Govinda has narrated the mystery of Bhagavad Gita unto me, and when I remember not to read the instruction, then immediately there is what is called minimizing the smarata chittam hittapa upasaman. Upasaman means relief, immediate. So read Bhagavad Gita. How are this Krishna consciousness movement is based on this Bhagavad Gita? We do not manufacture anything. Jatamat tatapa. This is Raskalda. This is Raskalda. That if you manufacture some way for relief, that is not possible. Because you are imperfect, how you can manufacture? Your senses are imperfect, you cannot manufacture. If you manufacture, then you will simply waste your time. That real religious life means dharmanto sakshad bhagavat praniti. To abide by the orders of Bhagavan, the Supreme Person. The Bhagavan says, manmanabhava madbhakta madjaji mag namaskuru. You simply always think of me, manmana. You become my devotee, you worship me, and offer your obeisances. Then you are sure that you are coming back to me. Very simple method. If you chant Hare Krishna, and here is Krishna present, just offer him obeisances and worship him, decorate him, give him nice food. And this way you become devotee of Krishna, then your life is successful. Where is the difficulty? Anyone, we are opening so many temples. Why? These rascals will come, offer obeisances, hear something about Krishna, offer something for worshipping Krishna, and chant Hare Krishna. So do that, your life is successful. Thank you very much.